Welcome to PCP2. This is Pete Kogel, and this is episode number 11. Now, this podcast is one where I get into one genre of music at a time. And this week I've decided to pick on what I'm going to loosely refer to as gypsy themes. It doesn't mean it's going to be all gypsy music, it's going to be something that that builds on gypsy themes. And when I say gypsy themes, what do I mean? I mean things like violins, guitars, balalaikas, all that sort of stuff. And it's very loose, very organic. Just have a little listen and see what you think. Let's start off with this. This is a band called Manguina, a track called Ut Azoi. Hope you enjoyed that. That was Manguina, and they come from Paris in France, and you can find out about them more about them at manguina.net, M-A-N-G-U-I-N-A. I have played them before on PCP, and I think they're rather fantastic. A track called Ut Azoi, and as you can tell, that mixes up lots of different styles of music there. They're very much the gypsy, the Balkan type stuff, and then it goes into a bit of klezmer. And if you felt this, I felt like you should be on the top of the roof like Topol fiddling on the roof, then go with it, go with it. This is what this show is all about. It's about you getting the opportunity to enjoy different types of music and really go and enjoy yourself. If you want to enjoy yourself with this one, I would suggest you stay away from the cutlery. This is Once Upon a Time in Greece, or Mia Fioras and Elada by Max Pasham. Keep that cutlery and those plates hidden, mother.
Thank you.
Max Passion and Mia Fioras did Elada, Once Upon a Time in Greece. Max is based in Brighton, not too far from me, and he's rather marvellous, and he has a lot of that nice troupe of musicians who I'm looking forward to going and seeing a little bit later in the year. You can find out Max Passion at maxpashion.com. That's P-A-S-H-M. Very nice. And a bit of accordion in that track as well, which is kind of interesting because that leads us rather nicely into the next track. Now, the next track is most of the stuff I'm playing here today is based, I would have said, in Europe, has a European style based on a European sort of style of music. But of course, gypsy music and gypsy themed music didn't just sort of stay like that way. It moved around as the people moved around. Now, one of the styles of music I've always been interested in is Zydeco, and Zydeco is based on the same sort of stuff as well. So have a little listen to this, a bit more accordion, slightly different sound, but equally just as interesting. This is a track actually called Satan by the Zydepunks. They're marvellous. Check them out.
Thank you.
That was Satan by Zydepunks, Zydepunks. You can find them at zydepunks.com. From New Orleans in the US, if you hadn't already figured out from their Zydeco style. Marvellous stuff. Really enjoyed that. Very nice. And that's where some of the more modern Balkan stroke gypsy, whatever you can call it, type stuff has been going. With, of course, the popularity of a band who I always have a difficulty pronouncing, so I'll say it slowly. Gogol Bordello. That's right. Fantastic stuff. I hope you enjoyed that. Now, of course, it's not all about sort of punky stuff or sort of funky beats or just be about being just standard sort of gypsy stuff. It can go off in lots of different directions, and one of the directions, of course, this music can go off is jazz. Now, I was very lucky when I was younger. I think it's the only concert I've actually been to with my dad, but I went along to see Stefan Grappelli at Newcastle City Hall. I can't remember how old I was, 16, 17, something of that nature. Absolutely marvellous, really enjoyed it. Always had an ear for interesting music. It was kind of strange because normally I'd sort of go to Newcastle City Hall to see heavy metal bands and generally sort of doing a lot of headbanging. This is the days when I had the hair, folks. Yeah, this was rather different. This was sitting down and relaxing and actually listening to some fantastic jazz. I think he was playing with the Disney Trio. Absolutely fantastic stuff. So have a listen to this. This is someone that obviously bases their style on that style of music. They're from Belfast in Northern Ireland. Belfast in Northern Ireland. This is Blue Jar and I Found a New Baby. Excellent. Blue Jar. I found a new baby, and as I said, they're based in Belfast, Northern Ireland. Absolutely fantastic stuff. I really enjoyed that. Find out more about them by going to myspace.com/BlueJarBelfast. Got that from our friends over at Caravan Music Promotions.com. Very nice. Now, we started off in Paris. Let's go back to Paris. We're going to be spending a little bit of time in Paris every so often. This is a band called Faren Khan, F-A-R-E-N-S-K-H-E-N. They're from Paris, and this is a track which I believe it certainly sounds like it's done in one take from a live performance, Funtashlik. Thank you. Funtashlich is the name of the track, and Funtashlich it was indeed. That was Farin Khan from Paris in France. Absolutely fantastic. Find out more about them at myspace.com/Farin Khan, F-A-R-E-N-K-H-A-N. Absolutely marvellous. I'd love to have been there. I was clapping along. I don't know about you, but I thoroughly enjoyed that. Right, let's move over to America. And what have the Americans done with taking the music and the genre a bit further in the modern idiom? Well, let's have a listen to this. This is a guy called Falik, F-I-L-I-K. You can find Falik at falikshow.com. He's from Nevada in the US, and he's come out with a number of different remixes and stuff. This is one of his tracks called Electric Butterfly. We'll be right back. was Falik, and obviously taking the gypsy themes as far east as you can into the Middle East, and then slingshotting it all the way over to American dance culture. Very nice indeed, very interesting. Falik can be found, as I said, at Falik Show, F-A-L-I-K, falikshow.com. Yeah, from Nevada, and I've played a couple of his tracks, I think, before over many times over the podcast, over the PCP. That's, you can find at magnatune.com, and I actually think he's got a new album out at Magnatune as well, so well worth checking that out. On that subject, if you want to find out more about the tracks, if you've missed something, or you were driving or listening to this when you were on the move and didn't have a pen, or wanted to check out the links, head over to petecogle.com, C-O-G-L-E, of course, and navigate your way over to the website for PCP2 or the Dub Zone or PC Podcast, and you'll find all the links and all the information you need. Right, so what happens next when you take the bulk of music and then you take it over to the Americas? Well, I suspect the obvious thing is you're going to get some sort of hip-hop and rap type stuff. This is a band called called Balkan Beatbox, with a track called Digital Monkey. They're based in New York. Have a listen to what they do with the sound.
Na 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 na
Balkan Beatbox and Digital Monkey, very different sound there, from New York in the US. I got that quite a long time ago from the PodSafe Music Network, and you find out more about them at myspace.com/Balkan Beatbox. Very nice. Right, let's move on. Let's go back, actually, round in circles and back to where we started. Back to Manguina, who are based once again in Paris in France, and a track called Galatasaray Tinsel. I'm not quite sure exactly how you pronounce it, so just have a listen to it and see what you think of it. Hey, that was Manguina and a track called, I'll try to maybe pronounce it when you've been away listening to that. Galatiana Tinsel, I think that's how you pronounce it. You can find Manguina, of course, as I said before, at manguina.net. Rather marvellous. Almost a bit of Latin influence in the middle of that, which is rather nice. Speaking of Latin and the home of Mr. Carlos Santana, let's move up to the home of Mr. Carlos Santana, San Francisco, where we have a lady whose name is Shira Kamen. And she's been playing this type of music with lots of different people all over the place in the Bay Area. And actually, I think she said she played for something to do with Alcatraz, which is, of course, a little prison island in the Bay. Let's have a listen to what she has to say. This is a track called Son and Sister.
She's so mad, and she's tra-la-ra, she's so mad, lola, she's brag, she's so mad. Ev she's tra laur, ak she's so mad. Ur blank, ar shopinal, on laur blank, ur blank, ar shopinar. Ev she's tra laur, ak she's so mad. Ur blank, ar shopinal, on laur blank, ur blank, ar shopinar.
Shira Kamen there, and you can find more about Shira Kamen at shirakamen.com. That's S-H-I-R-A-K-A-M-M-E-N. And some from San Francisco, as I mentioned. Also found that at Magnatune. Rather interesting. Right, we've twisted and turned our Balkan klezmer, Middle Eastern gypsy themed music in lots of different directions and lots of different places, and pretty much as I expected. But there's one style of music I really didn't think would be represented here, but I did find it a while ago, and it was rather marvellous. So I thought I'd share that with you. This is a band called the DIY Dub Club, and a track called "Remember to Skank," number 9.
Better Skank number 9.
Yeah. Number nine. Number
Strike two. Strike three. Strike four.
Still think that's absolutely marvellous. That was the DIY Dub Club. I think actually there's a number of different people corresponding and collaborating on that particular track, but the DIY Dub Club is the last people that that did the work on it. They're from Germany. The track was called A Remember to Skank Number 9. And who'd have thought you would get some sort of hammered dulcimer and dub reggae? Fantastic stuff. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed this show. I hope you've enjoyed the general twists and turns and multiple different directions we've taken it in with this gypsy theme. I've rather enjoyed it. It's quite interesting putting this stuff together. I always find that this show is slightly more cerebrally challenging than some of them, trying to sort of get a bit of a theme together. Sometimes it can be a bit banal, but it was quite fun. I really enjoyed this and really enjoyed putting it together. So let's bring it back to someone close to my home. You have heard him before, Max Passham. Never mind the Balkans, here's Max Passham as his latest album. It's absolutely fantastic. You can find him at maxpasham.com. And here's a track called Imnul, brackets, Kish Main Tox, which I have no idea what it means, and I'm not even going to find out. I'm just going to play the music and let you enjoy it. Thanks for listening. This has been PK Ogle. This has been PCP 2, number 11. Come back in a couple of weeks' time when I shall be celebrating the madness and the insanity that is Psychobilly. See you soon, folks.
Is Radio Passion Call Call.
Correctly with the correct amount.
Thank you.
sound and form. But our boys, it's Paddy calling. This is Moscow.